Walt Whitman. He heard America singing, and for more than 150 years, his poetry has inspired some, bedeviled others, and stood as the work of a unique American voice. Former schoolteacher turned newspaper publisher, Walt Whitman self-published 795 copies of the first edition of 12 of his poems in a book called Leaves of Grass in July 1855.
Where did Whitman go to college?
Surprisingly, nowhere. Born on Long Island, New York in 1819, he went to school for about 6 years before becoming a printer's apprentice and was largely self-educated after that. He didn't serve in the Civil War, but after his brother was wounded in battle, Walt Whitman became a volunteer nurse, aiding the sick in Washington, D.C. hospitals while working for the Army Paymaster's Office.
Did Whitman write other poetry?
Before he died in 1892, Whitman would add many more poems to later editions of Leaves of Grass, which may be the most famous American book of poems ever published. The death of Abraham Lincoln, whom Whitman greatly admired, inspired the poems O Captain, My Captain, and When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed.
Why did he lose his government job in 1865?
Whitman was fired for his poems, which the Secretary of the Interior found offensive, probably for some of their homosexual themes. Rosa Parks. History is taught as the record of presidents, kings, and generals, but sometimes history must tell the extraordinary story of an ordinary person. Rosa Parks could hardly be called ordinary. On December 1, 1955, her courageous act of defiance helped spark the civil rights movement that transformed America.
Where and why was Rosa Parks arrested?
Rosa Parks, who was born in 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama, refused to give up her seat to a white passenger while riding on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. A city law required that whites and blacks sit in separate rows. The law also required blacks to leave their seats to make room for white passengers. Less widely known is that before her arrest on December 1, 1955, Rosa Parks was already involved in the civil rights movement. She had become one of the first women to join the Montgomery chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, in 1943, serving as its secretary until 1956. When Rosa Parks died, October 24, 2005, she was 92 years old.
What action did her arrest trigger?
Rosa's arrest triggered a boycott of the city's segregated bus system that had been planned by local civil rights leaders who were awaiting the right moment. For 382 days, thousands of blacks refused to ride Montgomery's buses, and the boycott ended when the U.S. Supreme Court declared segregated seating on the city's buses unconstitutional. Rosa Parks, a descendant of slaves who had attended Alabama State Teachers College but was employed as a seamstress, lost her job as a result of the boycott and later moved to Detroit.
Who was the person elected president of the organization that ran the boycott?
A young and unknown Martin Luther King Jr., then a Baptist minister in Montgomery, was chosen as president, providing his first national stage. Malcolm X. Black nationalist leader Malcolm X remains one of the most widely admired yet controversial African Americans in recent history. The autobiography of Malcolm X was named one of the 10 most important nonfiction books of the 20th century by Time magazine.
Did Malcolm use X as his last name because he was an ex-convict?
Nope. Born Malcolm Little in 1925, he changed his name in 1952 after joining the Nation of Islam, which he learned about while in prison. He chose X as a way to renounce what he considered a slave name. In the early 1960s, Malcolm helped enlarge the Nation of Islam's membership as a highly effective spokesman and its most influential leader behind Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm befriended young Cassius Clay and inspired Clay during the period in which the heavyweight champion joined the Nation and took the name Muhammad Ali. In 1964, however, Malcolm X publicly broke with the Nation of Islam in a dispute over leader Elijah Muhammad's extramarital affairs and what Malcolm saw as a betrayal of the group's religious values.
Did Malcolm change his name again?
Indeed he did. After his fourth trip to Africa, which included a pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, Malcolm returned to the U.S. to start the Organization of Afro-American Unity. After a conversion to Orthodox Islam, he chose the name El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, which signified that he had made the Islamically important trip to Mecca. Malcolm was assassinated by gunmen on February 21, 1965, while giving a speech at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem.